Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Today we are talking about how to be productive while taking care of our well-being. And my guest is Marissa Jo Mays, the co-founder of Space Time Monotasking and content creator. And Marissa, thanks for being with me this morning.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to chat about this.
I think a lot of us just really are hurting our health by trying to be just so productive. But let's start out and have you maybe just define, how would you define productivity?
Wow, what a question. I think, honestly, productivity simply to me just means your output. But I think the bigger question here is not so much what does it mean, but why do we define ourselves so strongly by it? You know what I mean?
Or why are we so stressed about being productive?
Exactly. Like, why is one's output so crucial to how we think about ourselves and other people?
Yeah, I think the hard thing for me is that it's hard to define productivity because it's different for every single one of us.
Exactly. And I think so many people don't see it that way. They just see it as I have to hit X amount of numbers or X amount of units, or they have this metric to themselves. But when talking about it in a more broader context, I think people just hold everyone to the same standard that they hold themselves to. And it's not as much of a personal thing anymore. Like, we're so quick to label people productive or unproductive when we really have no idea. It's such a personal metric that I think it's really harmful to speak about it so generally. Like, people speak about it with such little nuance that it's really harmful to people who are using that information to then decide how they feel about themselves. And if they don't see themselves as living up to the standard or the metric that other people are talking about, they make themselves feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is such an individual thing, but I don't think that's talked about enough.
How do you think that maybe that has changed with the pandemic and more people working from home, or has it changed?
I think it has. Before the pandemic, I mean, when you think of work, you think of people sitting in cubicles, people sitting in an office, having meetings. It's a very standard idea of what a workday looks like. And the pandemic kind of forced us to realize, okay, well, that's certainly not the only way work can be accomplished, and that's not the only way productivity can be achieved. I mean, we're seeing people working from home and getting the same things done as they were in the office, but we all know that people who work from home are not sitting at their desk for 8 hours straight like they would be in the office. So it's leaving people no choice but to realize that there are other ways of achieving this kind of productivity that has become the standard. It's not a one-track way of doing things, or it doesn't have to be.
Well, I have to ask then, do you think people are more productive or less productive when they work from home?
I think it depends on the person. That's the thing. When I used to work in corporate, and the typical employee would be there 9 hours total, and if I'm being honest, you really only would see people maybe actually working 4 to 5 hours. The other chunk of time is done or is spent, you know, talking with coworkers, taking breaks, taking lunch, and like performing productivity. And I think the performance of productivity is what I just so enthusiastically reject, because it's like, what is the point here? If all of us are really doing 4 to 5 hours of really focused work, why are we parading around pretending that we're doing things when at home you don't have to perform as much? You can just do what needs to be done and not worry about what people are thinking of you. So it's mm-hmm. like, some people may be more productive, some people may be less productive, but I think it's really just changing what productivity even means to begin with, which I think is a much needed discussion.
So in your working from home, how has that changed your daily routine or your lifestyle?
I think when I started working from home, I still had the principles of hustle culture and corporate America still ingrained in me. I would make myself feel really bad about myself. I thought if I wasn't up at 7 a.m. like I was in corporate, I would make myself feel bad if I wasn't assigning myself a huge task list and being on the phone all day. It's like I still was holding myself to the same standard. But the funny part is that when I was holding myself to that hustle culture, corporate America standard, I felt like crap all the time. I was always stressed. I was always under pressure, both from my boss and from myself because of high expectations. And my productivity was taking a hit as a result of that. So when I started working from home and ventured into self-employment, I realized that I didn't actually have like a corporate problem. I had a hustle culture problem, and I had a perfectionism problem and a too high expectations of myself problem. So it's hard to make the distinction between like myself in the office and myself at home, because the moment I started working from home was, it made it really obvious that these principles that are all ingrained in us when we are in that environment, they're not productive at home. Like they're not, who benefits from those principles? Like it's certainly not the employee if we're chronically burned out and chronically stressed. And for me personally, having all of that pressure and weight on me was taking my productivity. When I realized this about myself, I decided to scrap everything I knew about productivity and kind of rebuild that for myself. And so much of that journey has been shedding these layers of what I thought it meant to be productive.
So talk a little bit more about that. I mean, how it really takes a lot to change your mindset. I mean, if you're like me, you've done something for years and years the very same way. So then suddenly to look at it from a different perspective, and the perfectionist thing's a whole other kind of element to that. I mean, how did you go about that?
I think the first step for me was the realization that this standard style of productivity, whether we want to call it toxic productivity or rigid productivity or, you know, whatever we're labeling this thing, I clearly was not a good fit. Like I was not benefiting from subscribing to that belief system. My productivity was bad. My well-being was not well. It was just not going good for me. So I think realizing that I'm allowed to not want to feel this way anymore was the first step. But because of kind of what we talked about earlier, so many people judge themselves and value their sense of self-worth based on their productive output. It's hard for people to do that. It's hard for people to stop and choose to kind of untether themselves from that. So I think that was the first thing I started to do, was realize that it's okay that this is not working for me. And just because I'm not really seeing other people do this, that doesn't mean I'm not allowed to. So it really started with that. I also met my co-founder around this time, and she was really big on talking about self-compassion's place in the productivity conversation. We're so quick to point out all the ways that our day could have gone better, or all of the things we could have gotten done or should have gotten done. And we're not as fast to reflect on our day and be like, wow, I really am proud of what I was able to do today, or how I went about my day. Like the moment I realized that, okay, I'm allowed to not want to feel like this, and I'm allowed to be nice to myself. Those are the two things that really were the jumping off point for this journey for me. Realizing there's a different way and it doesn't have to make you feel like crap. The rest kind of comes really easily because you're open to shedding old behaviors and trying new ones when you realize those things.
So let me just play devil's advocate for just a second, because there would be those people that maybe would not get anything accomplished if maybe they did what you said.
Yeah. When I first started talking about Bare Minimum Monday, I'm coming from a place of, I'm just your very stereotypical archetype of like overachiever, always hustling and grinding, has too high expectations of myself, and just putting way too much pressure on myself. I value myself by my achievements. Like that was where I was coming from when I started Bare Minimum Monday. So I was coming from a place where in order to not make myself sick with stress, I had to tell myself to do the bare minimum in order to find a healthy balance of productivity and well-being. So if there are going to be people who hear this who are, quote, like slackers who don't really want to be working in the first place, and they're going to take this to justify their behavior, I'm not as worried about that, because that's not the big group of people I'm trying to talk to. You know what I mean? Like, there are so many people who are overworking themselves, sick with stress, They define themselves by their latest achievement. And those are the people I want to help. If there are going to be people who take this and use it to do whatever they want with, I'm less concerned about it because I really don't think that's the problem.
Right. I think I gave you the perspective of an overachiever perfectionist who's sitting back thinking, but doesn't that just give people an excuse not to do anything? But I absolutely see what you're saying and agree with you that you're not talking to those people. Then how are we able to be productive? Is it possible to be productive and happy all at the same time? From what I'm hearing from you, it absolutely is. We just have to take it from a different frame of reference.
Absolutely. I mean, so many people resonate with my story around Bare Minimum Monday for a reason. The sense of dread would set in on Sundays around 3 p.m. back when I was in corporate and in my first year of self-employment, when I had yet to untether myself from this idea of toxic productivity. And I would stay up really late on Sunday knowing that, okay, the second I go to bed is a second closer to Monday being here. So then Monday morning would roll around and I would, you know, hit snooze 3 times knowing that, okay, the second I get up, the second I have to get back to work. And Monday morning, in the midst of this burnout, I was already feeling bad about myself because of how unproductive I was being because of my burnout, that I would just pile on the task. And then, you know, that's just the perfect recipe for analysis paralysis and overwhelm and this immense pressure that I was putting on myself caused me to then get nothing done. And the moment that I gave myself permission to do the bare minimum on Mondays, everything got so much easier. Instead of barely scraping one or two tasks together, I was getting 4 or 5 done. Like, it felt like a weight was lifted. It felt like an elephant took its foot off my chest. Like, I was suddenly able to function again because I wasn't feeling this pressure. That's just how so many people go about their day, whether that pressure is coming from their boss or themselves. You know, obviously this isn't as directly applicable to people who are stuck in these really toxic corporate jobs as it is for somebody like me who's self-employed. You know, I'm not a neuroscientist, but I would be willing to guess there's some kind of explanation here about, you know, how self-compassion and easing up on the pressure we put on ourselves is directly tied to our ability to function in a healthy way.
Right. Marissa, tell me a little bit about your journey. Since you've been on this journey, I mean, how have people reacted to you and to your message?
As you could imagine, I mean, it's a mixed bag. I have pretty much 2 camps of people where it's, oh my goodness, thank you so much for the content that you make. This is resonating with me so much. I've been implementing Bare Minimum Monday and it's completely changed my life. I'm never going back. Like, really positive, yes, thank you messages. But then also people saying I'm a lazy, entitled millennial who simply just does not want to work hard. And it doesn't surprise me because of kind of what we talked about earlier. People are so quick to look at someone's productive output and just make that mean everything about them. I think the words bare minimum really trigger something in people because hustle culture teaches us that we have to work hard and constantly hustle and sacrifice our well-being all the time to achieve any level of success. So somebody showing up on the internet saying, I do bare minimum Monday and I'm okay with that, I don't expect them to not feel threatened by that because it goes against what they believe to be true about productivity and even greater themselves.
So tell me about space, time, monotasking, and content creating. You picked that name for a specific reason. Talk about just your business and what you are creating and how you hope it does change how people view productivity.
Yeah, Space Time is a company that I co-founded with my co-founder, Anna Pugh, and it's really, Bare Minimum Monday is really an extension of what the philosophy we have at Space Time Monotasking is. Multitasking is such a representation of how people view this traditional sense of productivity, where they're jumping from one thing to the next, they're running around, reacting to everybody's urgencies and emergencies, and they're never stopping to take a breath, and they have this idea that they have to be doing 7 things at once in order to be worth anything. Like, it's this thing that people really pride themselves on, is this ability to multitask and to juggle a lot of things. And there's all this research coming out saying that multitasking is actually slowing you down, decreasing your quality of work, and stressing you out. And it's amazing having this data, because I think it's something that makes a lot of sense. But before we had the data, it was all speculation. But now that this is coming out, it's really easy to point people towards the better alternative, which is monotasking, which is a more mindful approach to getting your things done. So it's focusing on one thing at a time, which sounds incredibly simple, which it is, but it's not easy in a world where we're all always bouncing from notification to notification to task, and it's really a different approach to work. And monotasking will actually help you get your work done faster. So that, I think, is what a lot of people don't understand when I'm talking about potentially working 3 to 4 hours a day, is that when you're monotasking and you're working 3 to 4 hours a day, you are getting the same amount done as you would be if you were multitasking for 8 hours a day. But like I said, you're less stressed out, your work is better, of a better quality, and you are finishing it faster. So at our company, we hold these containers on Zoom every day of the week for people to join and monotask together on mute. So this is also leveraging the power of body doubling, which is common for people with ADHD. It's a really good tool for those people who might have trouble staying on task and staying focused, especially when they're working from home and there are so many distractions. Body doubling is when you have somebody in your presence that basically just helps you stay on task with what you're doing because you have another person in the room. So for the people listening who are like, what are you talking about? If you've ever been doing laundry and somebody walks into the room and is hanging out with you and not helping you with the laundry, but is just kind of sitting on the bed while you do the laundry, the task becomes easier because you have somebody else there to hold you to that task. So that's what we do at Space Time, is we hold sessions for people to come and monotask together. And it really acts as an anchor of people's days. It acts as a meeting that people set with themselves so that they can prioritize this kind of work. Because if we're left to our own devices and we don't prioritize this, it's too easy to slip back into chronically multitasking all the time, every day, which leads to burnout, all of these issues that we've been talking about.
So I'm just trying to imagine how you do that. I mean, do you actually have conversations or are you just hanging out together? How does that work?
Yeah, so that's the thing. What's funny about body doubling is it's just a Zoom meeting, and all of these people are on your computer muted, and we don't talk to each other. So we all log on. There's about a 5-minute window for people to join the call and kind of state what they're going to be doing, state their intention, get clear on what they're going to be doing so they don't multitask. And then we have about 50 minutes of quiet focus for our 1-hour session, or about 2 hours of time for our 2-hour session, and then a quick checkout at the end. So it's really just like solo working at home, but with people on your screen also doing it at home.
Wow.
It's like study hall. That's the kind of the feel of it, is study hall, where you're all doing separate things together.
Okay, so that's what you're talking about when you talk about space-time monotasking. Now talk to me for a minute about the content that you do create and what your goal is and what platforms you're using.
Yeah, so I started out on TikTok, and I'm also on Instagram now, and I really talk about the slow work movement. I obviously talk about Bare Minimum Monday, and pretty much all things work from home, self-employment, what the other side of corporate America and hustle culture look like. So a lot of my content is just documentation of my journey, and I think that's what's so cool about the Bare Minimum Monday story, is it started out as something I was just trying for myself. And the more that I showed up and shared it, people were trying it for themselves too. And now it's this whole thing that's getting pressed. So that's really my goal here, is to continue to document how the other side of hustle culture is going for me, and being an example that there's another way of getting things done that doesn't have to lead you to chronic burnout and stress.
The whole reason for the podcast that I do is to give people some small changes that they can make in their life to really make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
What would you want to leave listeners with that they could do, the small things that they could do this week that could really maybe change their lives?
Good question. I'm going to give people what ended up changing my life back when I started Bare Minimum Monday. It's mainly, it happens in your brain. It's a mindset shift. There are some questions that I continually ask myself that are really supportive. So where am I spending energy trying to please someone who actually doesn't care? Where might I be putting unnecessary pressure on myself? And am I making a plan that only the highest energy version of myself can achieve? Like really starting to think about how you might be putting pressure on yourself that doesn't need to be there. Because obviously, you know, there are going to be people in corporate jobs that really have no control over their bosses or what's expected of them. But I think we can all look inward and investigate where we might be doing some of that to ourselves. And the second I started to do that was when everything else, you know, that was the first domino to really looking at my relationship to work and to productivity. So I think some of those thought prompts would be great for people to start with.
Wow. I have loved this conversation. Give us an idea of where people can find you. What's the easiest way for people to find you if they want to learn more about you and some of this information that you're sharing?
Yeah, right now the best place to find me would be my Instagram. It's at Marissa Jo, MarisaJo, or on spacetimemonotasking.com or at spacetimemonotasking on Instagram.
Anything you'd like to add?
Maybe just a reminder that you're more than what you get done.
That is so true. Marissa Jo, thank you so much for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.